For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with our very own big guy, Josh Reese.
Hey! Oh. Why didn't you say Ryback's biggest
dick?
No, come on. Dude, there's so much Ryback news this week.
But I... No.
Oh, plus, okay. So, you know I'm a big Ryback guy,
right? Did he buy TNA?
He might be able to afford it. I've heard it's dirt cheap. Oh, AC/DC reference there. But anyways, no. So I was watching this random thing. I wanted to watch where the Shield debuted because I know like the Shield might be eventually coming together eventually.
Right.
So I watched and there was this one match where CM Punk and Paul Heyman were in the ring together. And they're listing off all these people that CM Punk's better than. Hulk Hogan, The Rock, Stone Cold, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then Ryback comes in. I'm like, oh my God, Ryback's coming. I'm so happy. It's so amazing. So then, as Ryback is getting to the ring, these three assholes come in and start beating the shit out of Ryback.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, but first, Ryback is like getting the better end of this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh wow, Ryback's like really kicking some ass.
This
he's
is the Shield debut, right?
Yeah, this is their debut. I'm like, wow, he's destroying these guys. And then these three assholes keep on beating him up. And finally, I guess the big simoleon puts him through a table. I was so disappointed. I was like, Ryback was doing so amazing. And then I was like, why didn't CM Punk help? I had so many questions.
You were surprised that when you watched the Shield debut video that the Shield went over?
I would think that Ryback was going to like keep on continuing to kick ass and like destroy them. Like he would like when the next,
you don't know how debuts work.
No. like, okay. So like when John Cena defeated the entire Nexus, right? I thought that's what Ryback was going to do.
Yeah, but he didn't defeat the entire Nexus on their debut. He got whooped by the Nexus for like months before he beat them all. And even then that was a mistake to win that match.
Okay. Well, tell me this spoiler since I didn't watch, does Ryback eventually get his in the end? Does he destroy The Shield eventually?
No.
Oh, damn. Okay.
No one ever destroyed the Shield. The Shield always won. They immediately were winning it all the time.
That would have been amazing to see Ryback just roll through those guys. He was doing good like for the first minute or two, and then they just kept on attacking him. I think.
Yeah.
Then Cole's like, oh, they're like a wild pack of dogs.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
That's how Cole likes to ruin things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was pretty disappointing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You should stop watching Ryback stuff.
Well, I didn't intentionally try to watch Ryback.
Mm-hmm.
He just came out, and I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. Ryback's going to come in and kick Punk's ass. But then I remember, I was like, oh, but this says the Shield debut. When's the Shield coming out?
Ryback is so bad that TNA doesn't even want him.
Well, now he's going to go to Bellator and whip
some rumor.
Ass. I will tell you this. So you know I produce Booker T's podcast, right?
Yes.
Booker T is stumping really hard for Bobby Lashley versus Ryback.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he wants that to happen.
I'll watch Ryback if he fights.
Ryback versus Bobby Lashley?
Because maybe he can fight. You know, maybe he's good at that. He's not good at wrestling, but maybe he's good at fighting.
Well, what would you think about a potential Ryback versus Bobby Lashley fight?
Of course, I always like to see how wrestlers do in MMA.
But, like, Bobby Lashley's like an actual fighter.
Right, he probably beat him. He probably beat Ryback.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously Lesnar did really well. CM Punk, not so much.
No.
But
Ken Shamrock. Was Ken Shamrock a wrestler
first? No.
He was a fighter first?
Yeah, he was a UFC fighter first.
Oh, he did it backwards.
When he came to WWE, he came there, and then he had an octagon match. with
that's awful.
I think it was with Owen Hart. I think.
Wait, so his
maybe
first,
I'm wrong, but I think it was with Owen Hart.
His first match was like a fight.
No, not his first match. No, it wasn't. No. His first match wasn't in an octagon, but eventually they did an octagon match. But it still wasn't a real fight.
Weird.
It was still a wrestling. You know, it wasn't real.
But they didn't have like ropes or anything, right?
No, it was an octagon.
I wonder what that was like. I might have to go watch that on the network. It's only $9.99.
Yeah, I don't remember when it was. It was on some pay per view though.
Okay.
But I think it was against Owen Hart. Because I think the whole thing was like Owen Hart trained in a dungeon in Canada in his like father's dungeon, which is really just a basement, but they like to call it a dungeon. And then, you know, they had like a, then they had an octagon fight. So, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, all right. So we've got to get to NXT, right?
Well, we can talk about Ryback for hours.
That's why we're here, though, to talk about Ryback. I mean, NXT. So NXT starts with William Regal in the ring alone, and he announces the second Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Woohoo!
And he says it's been a year since Dusty passed away.
Has it really been just a year? It's, for some reason, it feels a little bit longer. I don't know why.
It's like 5 years. No, I don't. Yeah, I guess so.
Hmm.
And then he says the tag teams will be announced on social media soon. You know, or later this night on NXT.
Well, there was only one that was announced, right?
But one match,
yeah. But I get, well, I mean, one tag team that was announced, but I guess we know some of the rest. I would imagine Tommaso and Ciampa are one.
Right.
Well, yeah. Okay. So there's two. Tommaso.
Well,
and
then
Ciampa.
The Revival are fighting CN and Cedric Alexander next week.
So that's probably going to be another
that
one
during NXT.
Okay,
Like that's a match. Obviously, yeah. The Revival are going over there.
So what they should say is, find out who the tag teams we haven't thought about yet on social
media.
I'm
guessing right now that like Gargano and Ciampa will beat the Revival for the Tag Team Classic, and then they'll be like, "Well, now we deserve a title shot again because we beat you."
So, I don't think they beat them. I don't know if like that's a finals match.
No. Why?
I don't know. Just thinking out loud. Because you can't have the glory. Spoiler alert for ahead. You can't have the perfect 10 and the glorious one himself lose, right?
Well, let's get into that.
Okay. We'll get in there.
It's coming up. It's the first thing on NXT. So we have Ty Dillinger versus Angelo Dawkins. And my first question is, did you notice Dawkins' big boner popping out of his pants?
What?
Out of his spandex?
Really?
Yes. Watch it again. He has a huge boner. Like, it's just
he was excited to be
out.
Here?
Yes. I was like, what the hell's wrong with you, man? Cover that shit up.
Apparently nothing. He's excited.
He is. So Dillinger wins fairly easy after hitting his boner. I mean, he hits the tiebreaker, you know, his finisher. And then Dillinger walks up the ramp and then, glorious.
Bobby Roode. I will give in.
Yes, it's the intro to the show.
To the victorious.
I was going to sing it, but then I realized that they just heard it like a few minutes ago.
We can keep singing it. It is amazing.
We should just play it for the whole hour of the show.
We should. I don't think people would get tired of it. Just like the New Day.
That's right. So Bobby Roode comes down. He tells Dillinger that his match was impressive.
It was okay.
You know, it wasn't glorious, but it was impressive. And then he says, so he's still talking like a heel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Dillinger's a face. So he says that one of the reasons he came to NXT was to win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And he tells Dillinger that if they win the tournament, it would be perfectly glorious. And then Roode offers a handshake and Ty accepts it and the crowd goes nuts.
I love how in wrestling so much is on a handshake or if someone get a handshake. Everything it revolves around whether a handshake happens or not. It's insane. So much is put into that one moment.
Well, and there's also like sometimes contract signings are necessary and other times they're not for some reason. Like,
shouldn't they always be necessary?
Will you defend your title? Yeah, I'll defend my title. All right, I'm gonna hold you to that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Or like, you know, like it was like, oh, if you lose, you retire. Like Ziggler, like if I lose, I'll retire. Well, all right. There's no like paperwork on that. Right.
Oh, but so, it might be coming.
Yeah. Maybe it will. But yeah, for the most part, contract signings aren't necessary in the WWE. Or like, especially when Seth Rollins was going to literally murder Edge. And then he was like, bring back the authority. And then Cena's like, I bring back the authority. He didn't have to sign any paperwork. Like, it would have been cool if like someone ran out and was like, here, you got to sign this or else.
You know what? But that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you sure you want to do this, Dolph?
Right.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Yeah. Because I would imagine there has to be some official thing. You can't just say, I bring back the authority and they come back. But it's wrestling. That's how wrestling works. So that's how it is.
Just behind the scenes. That's how wrestling works.
Yeah. You just have to get over it. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you're saying like you can't see Rude and them losing. I could see Rude turning on him.
It's okay.
Like getting frustrated and then turning on him and like having Dillinger get pinned.
Okay. So I guess in that scenario, I could see him like, oh, we didn't lose the match because of me. We lost a match because of that idiot.
Yeah.
He's not glorious enough to be my partner or something like that.
Yeah. That's perfectly glorious. Yeah. I could see that happening.
Okay. Okay. Well, then under that scenario, I guess maybe Tommaso and Ciampa could make it all the way to,
I mean, look, I could be wrong. I'm just speculating here. I mean, Perfectly Glorious could win. Who
and
knows?
We don't know the rest of the tag teams. So I imagine Joe might be involved because Joe is a tag team with some.
No, but imagine he's got to fight. No, he's got to fight Nakamura at Toronto, NXT
that's
takeover.
Right. Because Joe didn't have the belt when he doesn't have the belt now. But
he wasn't
fighting for the belt.
He doesn't have the belt
at that
now.
Time. No, I was saying he wasn't fighting for that belt
yeah,
at that time.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. All right, so then backstage, Hideo Itami is interviewed about his match against Lince Dorado, and he says he's looking forward to it.
Dorado has heart, unlike Austin Aries. He baby. I need to put him to sleep again. He needs to stop doing interviews.
Well, his English is getting better.
Is it? Is it? He needs to stop doing interviews. It was really bad, like usual.
Random thing I saw on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
So apparently, I can't remember. One of the guys that was up here later, that was in Regal's office. One of Blake and Murphy. Yeah. One of them got kicked in the face with the go to sleep, I guess, at a live show.
Oh, really?
And it left a mark of an Adidas shoe on his side of his face.
You saw it?
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Oh, really?
So there's an Adidas mark on his face from Atami's Go to Sleep.
That's funny.
It is funny.
Wow.
So those things actually connect.
Well, but you said his foot? The Go to Sleep's not supposed to be the foot. It's supposed to be the knee. He hits you in the head with the knee.
Oh,
and even then, you're not supposed to connect, no.
Oh, well, on the Instagram, it said he get to go to sleep. And
but you don't hit the Go to Sleep with your foot. So maybe it was something else.
Maybe. Maybe just worded it weirdly.
You're not supposed to connect. No, I mean, you're not supposed to connect. No.
Interesting.
In any move, you're not supposed to connect. Like, if you're not supposed to literally punch someone in the face. You're supposed to do, like, it's like a light tap. It's like a light tag, basically. Or, you know, you could kind of, if you can come close, you can kind of miss, but, yeah.
So you're a wrestler. So, so you do the working punches and all that?
Yeah.
So where you hit someone, but you don't hit them?
Right. Well, what I like to do, because
the chops are real.
The chops are real. Yes, obviously the chops are real. But when you're punching someone, there's different ways to do it. Like you could you have an open fist like this, and then when you go to punch, you open a little bit, and you just like if you want to tag them, you just tag them in like the ear, so it doesn't really hurt, and it's just soft. It's like broom, you know, like soft. Or what I like to do, since I'm not really wrestling professionally and the other people I'm wrestling aren't professional wrestlers, I put my hand on their head and then just, like, punch my hand.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Anytime
Roman Reigns will grab someone's head and then just bam, and he punches his hand.
Yeah.
So it looks good.
The big giant Indian guy would...
Kali would put
his hand on the head.
That was his
And then
finish.
He would hit his head on
right,
the guy's...
Right, the headbutt is you grab their head and then you hit your thumb.
Okay.
That's how you do a headbutt.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You should do on your video, on your YouTube channel, you should do some of this, like, showing people how to throw a working punch or whatever.
I guess I could, but I'm not a professional wrestler. I'd feel like I don't know.
But
I don't know that much.
Suit.
Yeah, exactly. I might have to start getting in better shape if I'm going to wear my bunny suit again. So, yeah, where are we? Oh, yeah, so, okay, our next match, we have the Ely Brothers making their debut, I guess, kind of, versus the Revival. Except Samoa Joe runs into the ring before the Revival and destroys the Ely Brothers.
Mm.
And then the Revival just applaud Joe and they walk to the back. We're like, all right, cool, we don't have to work.
That was cool.
And then Joe gets on the mic and says, these are the first two victims due to your inability to make a decision, Regal. The beatings will continue until you give me Nakamura or hand me my championship.
Now, spoiler alert, he doesn't do this through the rest of the show, but I kind of thought that he was going to do this for the rest of the show.
Just I wish he would.
As soon as people's entrances would come up, he's like,
He's probably going to do it again next week.
He probably will, but I'm hoping that he will do this more often.
That's what Stone Cold did on one Raw, like, a long time ago. He interrupted, like, 5 matches. Like, a match would start, and then he'd interrupt, stun both competitors, and then, like, leave. It was so awesome.
See,
it was hilarious.
Like what we say at the end of every podcast, how can the NXT be better? And we say with more Stone Cold. And that's how this would be better, if Joe would just do that.
Yeah.
Just start beating the shit out of everybody that would end up coming to the ring.
But he's basically, like, threatening him like the Joker threatened Batman in The Dark Knight. Like, until you give me what I want, people will die. Starting tonight. I'm a man of my word. You know, and then he kills that guy. So,
yeah.
By the way, I appreciate all the positive feedback I got on my Joker impression.
Did you really?
Yeah, a lot of people tweeted like,
I told you that was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. So, all right, that was good seeing Joe whoop these two newbies.
any relation to Cesaro? I don't know if you saw the tape.
Oh, God.
Did you see the tape?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't notice it.
They had the Kinesio tape on him as well.
I don't notice it anymore because I'm used to Cesaro being
just
covered,
blocking it out.
You know, head to toe in tape.
Mm.
So next up we have Mandy Rose versus Ember Moon. Mm-hmm. And Mandy was a lot better than the first time she was on the show.
Yeah, but still bad.
But still pretty bad. But Ember was, you know, obviously very impressive. She can wrestle. And Ember gets the win with her spinning top rope stunner. And that's it. Obviously, we knew Ember was going to win this match.
Did you notice that she was bleeding in the mouth?
Was that it? Or I didn't know if she was bleeding
blood.
Or like she put red shit in her mouth to match her eyeballs or something. I didn't know.
I don't know. I think that was blood because I think she might have busted her lip open somewhere. I don't know where it happened because it's not like Mandy hit her very much.
Maybe she bit her tongue by accident.
Maybe. But yeah, that was blood that was coming out.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see. Women can get dirty like the men, too.
It was nice to see Mandy Rose. She's so hot.
She has very voluptuous boobies.
Yeah, she's good. She's just not a very good wrestler.
No.
Like, she's not convincing when she's doing her moves.
Like we said, they need to do a swimsuit calendar, and that's about it.
Right. So then backstage, Gargano and Ciampa say that they have a checklist. And on their checklist is win the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, beat the Revival, and then win the NXT Tag Team titles. Now, you would think beat the Revival and win the titles go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm thinking they're going to beat the Revival in the Tag Team Classic and then beat them again for the Tag Team titles.
Oh, and then that sends them off to SmackDown, huh?
SmackDown, yeah, or Raw. Maybe the Revival are the ones that should beat the New Day for the titles. Because they're like a legit tag team.
Yeah.
You know, and I like Anderson and Gallows, but
they're legit heels too. I mean, like hey, we don't flip, we just hit. I like that. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, and
flips, just punches, kicks.
Yep. So
but it was a stupid promo by
it was. And that's the thing. That's why, like, the first time I saw him, I was like, these guys are kind of lame. But then when they do all the glorious bombs, I'm like, these guys are awesome.
Yeah, so it must be someone holding them back, maybe.
I guess. I don't know. It's just that checklist thing is very lame.
Check. Oh, and
hey, you want to
do the last check. Okay.
You do it.
Check.
You do the check.
And then,
check
I mean, there's so many things you could have used. I mean, you could have used an actual checklist.
I
mean, to make it a little bit more interesting, maybe?
You can't steal Jericho's new gimmick.
Why not? You steal everything from wrestlers.
The list of Jericho.
And that is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. So next up, we have the Authors of Pain versus some jobbers. And obviously, the Samoans win easy, of course. But the biggest shock here is that Paul Ellering actually spoke. He speaks.
The first chapter began with the arrival. The next chapter will unleash a plethora of pain. And for now, that is all you need to know. That is all you need to know. Let's go.
Now, hold on.
You suck!
This was an amazing promo, but not because of Paul Ellery. Right. It's because of people in the background.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
First of all, I agree with them.
Of course.
You suck.
He does suck. And I've been saying for a while, like, bring back managers. Like, have people, have wrestlers and tag teams.
But not this guy,
managers.
No.
But he's terrible.
This guy will kill that movement.
There's no way, because he was a manager, I think, in the 80s.
That, I know people are like, oh, he's one of the four horsemen, but I'm like, really? This guy's awful. What the hell is he a four horseman of?
He was a four horseman?
I think so.
No,
People say, or maybe they say, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. I think that's what it is. He's a Hall of Famer. But still, I'm like, what the hell is he a Hall of Famer of? He seems horrible. Anybody can do that. You're looking it up?
He wasn't a horseman.
It might have been Hall of Famer then.
No. He managed the Road Warriors. He wasn't a four horse. He wasn't one of the horsemen.
Well, then it was a Hall of Famer. They say he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Oh, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I'm like, what the fuck is he a Hall of Famer of? That's awful. Did he do more with the Road Warriors?
He was a manager of the Road Warriors, but no, he wasn't.
Did he talk like that as well?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. I was too young. I don't know.
Okay, so this is a Joe question. Joe, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure to tweet Andrew or I to let us know.
Yeah, after the show. So, yeah, it was so bad. I mean,
those people were amazing in the background.
He's like, that is all you need to know. And then he falls asleep.
You suck.
That is all you need to know. Let's go.
I will give him this. I mean, that's pretty good concentration because that's a pretty quiet crowd.
Yeah.
You can hear that. You suck.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so seriously, you as a wrestler, you're doing something like that. Someone shouts out and says, you suck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your first reactions go, fuck you, buddy.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, maybe it is impressive. I'll give him impressive that way.
It's just like there's no emotion when he talks.
Oh, no, he's Charlotte 2.0.
Well, at least Charlotte has some emotion, but no, he's worse than Charlotte.
Worse than Roman Reigns?
Yes. Okay. I mean, at least with that, comparing that to Roman Reigns, like any Roman Reigns promo, like an average Reigns promo, yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty bad. Because there's no emotion. At least Roman, you know, Roman tries to give some emotion.
Yeah.
But he always says something corny.
Yeah. Or stumbles on a word.
At least he's trying to act, even though he's bad. Paul Ellering's not even trying.
No. Dude's totally cashing a check.
Yeah. Maybe that's how they want him to do it. I don't know. It's just like the announcers. Like Alex Del Barrio said that the way Tom Phillips interviews wrestlers and how they all interview wrestlers, that's how WWE wants it. And then because he tweeted this. And then I said, they want him to be robots? Like, no emotion? And then he didn't reply, but I just...
He didn't reply because he didn't want to say yes.
I guess, but like, that sounds horrible. There's no emotion in the interviews. That's so bad.
No, the interviews are awful. And I myself, as a person who interviews people, I'm like, these are so awful. I mean, are they hiring people and just telling them to do this? Because these aren't people that actually... It doesn't seem like people that actually interview people regularly.
Because
they're not actual interviews.
This is how Tom Phillips does an average interview. Let's say he's interviewing Roman Reigns. He goes, and he's like, hi, Roman. Tonight you have a match against Chris Jericho. What do you think? And that's what he says. Like,
that's a great interview,
just
buddy.
Monotone.
No.
Here's how anyone should do it. Like, or if I would do it, like, Roman Reigns, tonight you have a match against Chris Jericho. How do you feel going into this match?
Not only that, I mean, you could be like, hey,
like, be
Roman,
excited.
You lost the last couple times to whoever. You know, how are you going to do something to get over and get the win this time? They're not real.
It doesn't matter what
the interviews do not seem real.
It doesn't
at all.
Matter what Tom Phillips says. You can give him any script. Like he could be like, Roman Reigns, you got your the Usos got murdered last week at the hands of Kevin Owens. How do you feel about that? Like, whatever he says, it's monotone.
Yeah.
There's no inflection in his voice. It's just, like, the most boring way to talk.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No, I agree.
Like, be like, Roman Reigns, your brothers got murdered, you know, by Kevin Owens last week. What are you going to do? But no, it's just like, what are you going to do to stop them?
Roman Reigns, I hear your penis was cut off last week.
And then Roman Reigns is just as bad. He's like, I'm going to fight him with my fists.
I think you got a
Believe
Tommy.
Believe that.
You got. You, I think you mixed up a Tommy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's bad. So anyways, yep. Back to NXT. So backstage, William Regal says he has no medical update on Nakamura. And then he's asked if he has any update on the Tag Team Classic. And he's like, oh, no, I can't give that away. And then Blake and Murphy walk up and say they want in the tournament, but then they just argue the whole time.
Yay, we found the first team to lose.
Right, exactly. And then right after this, they show,
first.
Right after this, Tom Phillips says, it's confirmed the Revival versus Cedric Alexander and CN next week, even though we just saw William Regal say he can't give out any details right now. And then right after that, they give out some details about what's going to, who's in the... Oh, what? What? Just
yeah.
Make it make sense. It's not difficult. It's not that difficult.
Well, I think they edited something out, maybe.
I guess. God, it was so bad. So this was even worse. Liv Morgan versus Asuka. We all felt Asuka was going to win, obviously, oh, right?
Yes.
But in 60 seconds?
This was about as... It was a squash match for a real person.
I didn't know Asuka was the Terminator. Because Liv's punching her in the face and Asuka's not moving, like just like if you would punch a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then she drop kicks Asuka and Asuka doesn't move.
Yeah.
She's a Terminator.
She was in no real
peril. It's
like
punching a brick wall. Nothing. There's nothing. Nothing happens.
Well, yeah,
happens.
That's Asuka. She's amazing, Andrew.
That's stupid.
It just...
And like, this isn't Asuka's fault because she's just doing what they told her to do. But
yeah.
And then like 60 seconds in, she just wins with a submission hold. I thought Liv would at least put up a fight, show that she could maybe get to that main event status at some point, but she should still lose. I understand she should still lose to Asuka because she's probably going to feud with Ember Moon, but like, but have Liv get some offense in. That was stupid to make her. It's too fake. That makes it look so fake.
Well, I think what they're trying to create now is that they're trying to create that Asuka is now this unstoppable juggernaut that just can't be stopped by anybody.
Right.
Until you get to little tiny Ember Moon. She just, and then that's going to be the big shocker because she's going to be winning all these matches in less than 2 minutes. Yeah. And then Ember Moon's going to come in and wreck shop.
How come Bayley, who's just as small as Liv Morgan, could like almost beat Asuka, but Liv Morgan can't even like make her... A little, like, well, she can't hurt her at all.
Well, Bayley doesn't give up.
Okay. There was no point to this.
There was a point. They need to fill another 60 seconds.
60 seconds. So then the hot chick announcer gets in the ring and asks Asuka who's the next victim. And Asuka says, nobody is ready for Asuka. So she didn't answer the question.
No.
Didn't answer the question, so I don't know where we're going with that.
Yeah, so it was an excellent use of an interview right there.
Oh my gosh, what a waste of like 5 minutes.
Yes.
Like 3 minutes for the entrances, well, 60-second match, and then like, you
it
know.
Was the NXT cock teasing you, saying that, hey, Asuka's going to fight this week.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet, Asuka's going to fight. Yeah, she basically just came out and said hello,
or like
and then
last,
left.
Or like last time, Asuka will be on the show, and then she's not on the show.
That's a pre-taped interview.
Yeah.
Yes, this was the WWE continuing to cock tease us.
Yep.
Oh, we're so excited. Asuka's going to come in, fight, have a really great match.
Right.
No, she just said hi.
That's
she
it.
Said bye. That was about
hi,
it.
Bye.
That was probably all she can say.
And, I don't know. So next up we have Lindsay Dorado.
Sure, whatever.
Versus Hideo Itami.
What type of mask is that? Is he trying to be a dragon?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's trying to look like a dragon. Like a like Kalisto.
A Mexican dragon?
Kalisto looks like a baby dragon.
Looks like a baby something.
And this guy looks like an adult dragon. You know, like a mama dragon or something.
Both short.
Both short. Yeah, of course they are. So, by the way, stop shaking hands before the match. Okay? This isn't tennis.
I don't understand that at all.
Stop shaking hands before the match.
It is annoying.
Stop it!
You know what the other thing that really pisses me off now about the WWE?
Yeah.
And I see this on the Raw now, is that they're, I don't know if you noticed, but they're checking the gloves and they're checking the guy's shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like it's an actual MMA fight.
Well,
this is not MMA!
Yeah, but
this is wrestling!
Yeah, but they used to do that for every match.
But they don't do it on the rest of them. They just do it for the CWC.
Them.
No, they don't do it for any of them except the CWC. Go back and look. That's all they do it for is those
guys.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Sometimes for championship matches, they do it. But again, you should either do it for all of them or none of them.
Yeah, I agree. It makes it look retarded.
Yeah.
No consistency. No consistency at all.
Especially like if imagine Roman Reigns gets checked and the ref's like, oh, I have to check you for weapons. All right, well, you're wearing this bulletproof vest.
Right? Wait.
Okay, that's fine. But, oh, what's this? Do you have a razor blade in your boot? You can't use that, but go ahead and use that bull for vest. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Undertaker, I have to check you for weapons. Hey, promise me you won't use your lightning in this match. You promise?
Promise?
Right. Hey, Kane, you're next. All right, you don't have any weapons. Hey, promise me you won't start a fire, please. Promise me you won't raise your hands up and drop them, and then fire will happen. Promise me you won't do that.
No consistency, Andrew. WWE, that's all we're asking for. It's more consistency in your matches. Either it's good for everybody or it's good for fucking no one.
I wish we had cameras right now.
Jesus Christ.
Because your face, oh my God, you got so
mad. I'm so upset. I don't want to watch.
You like grab the microphone and you're like, ah!
I do not want to watch the UFC in a WWE match. I want to watch them separately. They're two different places.
Right.
Fuck you.
Well,
not you, but fuck whoever writes this shit.
That's fine. I'm part of the problem. No, I'm not. That's why I have this podcast.
Vince McMahon, if you're listening, me and Andrew are more than willing to help you write some of the CWC stuff. We need just a little bit of money, but we'll make the product so much better. We will. Yeah.
He doesn't listen to his writers.
But maybe he listens to this podcast and he can hire us.
Oh, he listens to the podcast.
We'll give you fresh ideas.
He's been on the podcast before. He's been yelling about how it was.
Well, all he does is flick us off as he walks by.
Yeah, he's jumped in a few times and said, like, damn it, you son of a bitch. But that's, you know, my impression of him.
I don't know where we can go from here, Andrew. I'm really mad right now. You have no idea how frustrated I am when I see them try to do more UFC stuff inside the WWE ring. It's really fucking disappointing.
It is.
Grow up, WWE.
They're trying to be like UFC, obviously. So, anyways, so back to Tommy versus Dorado. They shake hands, they kiss, they make out, they hug, they cuddle, and then we have a match.
Someone stuck the tip in.
Someone put the tip in. I forgot who it was. I think it was the referee, actually. But no, Tommy gets the win after hitting the go to sleep. And then after the match, Austin Aries attacks Tommy. And Corey Graves even says, from out of nowhere. Or one of them did. I forgot who said it, but they said, from out of nowhere. Except Tommy recovers, so Aries retreats again. At least Aries let him beat him up.
And you remember last week when we were talking about how people get stopped by the ropes? Or no, how Gargano and Ciampa got stopped by the. The barricades. Gates. Yeah, so Tommy's like, I can't get past these ropes.
Right.
I'm trapped.
Yeah. That's how it is.
But in a real life, he would actually chase after him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like to see, I've yet to see in the NXT, them do, a backstage segment to where they fight in, the backstage. They're rolling all the way throughout the halls or whatever. I'd like to see that. That could have happened.
The closest
right there.
That they came to that was when Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah, they did that, but they
brawled with
into the
revival
ring.
And then fought into this, which was cool, which was very cool. But yeah. All right, so that was NXT. I really liked the beginning. The beginning was this is a pretty good show because it started with Ty Dillinger. It started with Bobby Roode joining forces with Ty Dillinger. And anytime Bobby Roode's on the show, it's amazing. And then
glorious.
Yes, of course. And then, of course, Samoa Joe beats some guys up, so...
Yeah, and there was, 13 matches on this show, too, but they were all, less than 5 minutes long.
Right. So, with that said, let's give some awards.
Are there awards to give out? Well, at least there's the most beautiful award.
Oh, there is. Yeah, let's start with worst beautiful. Worst dressed.
Worst beautiful, it was the Ely twins.
All right.
They were goofy. And I'm over the Kinesio tape.
Well, I think if you would have saw Angelo Dawkins' boner, you would have picked that, because that's what I have.
I did not see that.
I don't know how well
I blocked it out.
Yeah. I hope that maybe they might have photoshopped it out of the pictures on WWE.com.
You think so?
We'll see. I don't know.
There's just a big old, I was going to say black spot, but. I
guess. That's, wow. That's so offensive. Racist. So offensive. Never stops with you, Josh. That's why we have to build a wall to keep you out, because. Yeah. You know,
I'll vote for Trump and then I'll take my bus to Mexico.
Yeah. What about best dressed?
I'm going Mandy Rose.
Of course.
Of course.
She's so hot.
Mandy Rose was great. Yeah.
She's like a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. What about worst moment?
Worst moment was stupid backstage segment with William Regal and Blake and Murphy. That was so dumb.
I was so dumb. I picked Asuka and Liv Morgan because I was so disappointed in the match.
But it was a championship match.
It wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't a championship match?
No.
Oh.
No.
That makes it even worse.
Of course. That's why. It was just so pointless.
Why couldn't they have made that a championship match?
They advertised it a week early, like saying, oh, you don't want to miss this one.
I remember, yeah.
Okay, well, if you blinked, you'd missed it. So, what about best moment?
Best moment was Joe.
Samoa Joe beating him up?
Yep. And then, you know, calling out Regal. Did he say, get your ass out here, Regal?
No.
Maybe that was just last week.
He said that last week?
I think so. I enjoy when he says, get your ass out here, Regal.
Yeah, you like when he curses?
I do.
Makes you feel naughty.
It's on the network. Why can't they say cuss words?
Because they have the parental settings on the network. So like you can set it to where your kids can't watch, you know, Camp WWE. But they want the kids to be able to watch NXT because, you know, kids for the most part are gonna watch all, like they're the ones that are most likely to watch all the shows. Like kids are dumb. And like if you like wrestling, like when I was a kid, I would watch Raw, like a young kid, like you know, 10 or something. I would watch Raw. And then whenever SmackDown came out, I would watch SmackDown. And then there was like Sunday Night Heat, which was horrible. It was just a jobber show, just like Superstars and Main Event is now.
Didn't they have one on Saturday?
Yeah, then there was like a Saturday night one. I forgot what it was called.
I think that was Saturday Night Main Event.
No, that was before my time. That was when Joe grew up. But then they had another Saturday night show. That was called something else, but I used to watch all of those shitty shows. It was so bad.
Yeah, but they would cuss and stuff like that too, right?
Well, yeah, but it's a PG show now. They want the kids to be.
But I'm just saying, like back then, all the kids watched.
I know, but they didn't care back then, and the world wasn't so PC back then.
Well, maybe
everything's so PC.
Maybe in this new Donald Trump world we're about to live in, maybe we'll go back to that old age.
That's the one thing that I would enjoy. But it's not like Trump's going to make the world not PC again, but.
Well, we can only hope.
My best moment was Bobby Roode. I mean, anytime he's on the show, I'm probably going to pick Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode or Samoa Joe. I mean, you could go either one of those ways.
Bobby Roode is so great. And it was a surprise that even came out. So just, you know, Tyler Dillinger walking away and then all of a sudden you hear, glorious. And I was like, oh, yes.
But it's not a surprise if you're listening to this podcast because we told you, was it last week or the week before, that they were going to become a tag team?
We did?
Yeah. I remember I told you they were doing tag teams and
You did tell me that.
That's right. Yeah. Are you even listening to this fucking podcast, Andrew?
I just forgot. That's all. I'm really tired right now. I'm tired when it's time to do this podcast because I play football right before.
Well, you should probably work on that, buddy.
I'm just really tired.
Someone that says he has too much tea.
All right. So that's... hey, shut up. I told you that in confidence. Anyways... let's move on to some news and rumors.
News
and rumors.
And we still don't have music for this.
No, we don't. But WWE, actually NXT released.
Should play Samoa Joe's music.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. No, we don't have music because this usually only lasts like 30 seconds, but. Actually, it might last longer today. So
this is going to be longer than the fight between Asuka and Liv Morgan.
That's for damn sure. So NXT released Hugo Knox.
Who?
Who? Exactly. Who?
Okay.
So that's some NXT news.
Sure. Why not?
Anything else? Hey, let's talk about this.
Well, I do have an NXT news. Okay. Bam. So there is a woman.
Yes.
A woman, a referee. And she's debuting on live shows.
Really?
A woman ref.
Huh.
She's like a 42-year-old Asian lady.
Wow.
Yeah. So, bam. So, maybe we're going to see women referees on NXT.
Be careful.
Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, if the NFL has it, then you might as well have a fake wrestling show have one.
Yeah. But would you care if you saw a woman ref?
I'm not going to get mad. I just wouldn't care. Like, no one cares about the refs.
Well, the refs do play a role, though.
They do, but if I saw a woman ref, I wouldn't be, like, upset about it. I'd be like, well, get this girl out of here. Like, no, I'd be okay, fine.
But, I mean, you'd be with her match, reffing, like, all, like, even, like, a title fight and all that stuff.
Sure, I don't care.
Okay.
As long as she could do it.
So, okay, so good. So you don't judge by creed, color, or gender.
No,
for
as
your
long
refs.
As she can do the job. If she's a terrible ref, then if it's like they just promoted some crappy woman just to say we have a woman ref now, then that would be crappy. But as long as she
can
ref,
so. I think she was a ref in Japan.
Yeah, as long as she can do it, then I don't care.
Okay,
that's all I care about.
So bam,
this is my
rumor or news.
That's like I like the women wrestlers. I just don't like it when they just make Eva Maria wrestler just because she's hot. So
right,
you know.
Well, they need a divas division for that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and we've already had one. So this isn't really NXT rumors, but it's obviously relevant enough to talk about. So TNA Bound for Glory apparently is happening this Sunday.
Oh, they found money, huh?
Well, there's a lot of rumors.
Are they doing
lot of people think WWE bought it.
Hmm.
That's been going online.
But why
online
would they keep the pay-per-view going?
Because I think, well, here's what the rumors are saying.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think it's possible in the year 2016 that if a company buys another company, they could legitimately keep it a secret.
No.
And according to these rumors, that's what they've done, is they're keeping it a secret. And then when Bound of Glory happens, they're saying like Vince McMahon's either going to come out or TNA is going to announce we've been purchased by WWE.
Okay, so my response to that is, wouldn't the WWE start leaving hints for that to get people to watch that?
But then it would be too obvious and it wouldn't be a legitimate surprise.
But would it be a surprise? No one watches TNA anyways.
They don't.
Like who's going to buy? Okay, please, seriously, tweet Andrew and I if you're actually going to buy the TNA pay-per-view this Sunday.
And really, you don't even have to buy it. You'd stream it online. I mean, how much?
Let us know if you're going to watch. We'd love to know.
If
Andrew put a poll out.
If more rumors start heating up, I might go online and watch it for like the first 5 minutes, because I imagine
you'd have to watch at the end.
I imagine the surprise would be in at the very beginning to try to get more pay-per-view buys. But here's the thing: if WWE buys it, all the rumors were saying the most likely thing to happen was that they would just shut down TNA.
Yeah.
So unless TNA had some clause where if you purchase us, you have to keep it going, which I don't think they could really do that.
I don't think you can have a clause
like
that.
I don't know if. Well, like, or just tell WWE we're not going to sell to you unless you keep the shows
going. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But either way, they're screwed because they can't keep their shows going anyway. But apparently they received funding from a third party. We don't know who that is. So that's why a lot of people think it's WWE.
Wasn't Billy Corgan supposed to?
Yes, but he doesn't have the
money
to own the
whole thing.
He has Smashing
Pumpkins monkey money, though.
Monkey? He has Smashing Pumpkins money, though. Well, I don't know how much money he has.
Definitely more than Green Day money.
You still need investors, though. If you're going to own a company, you still need other people to invest in it. If you're going to buy the whole company,
they should put it up on what are some of those crowdfunding sites?
Oh, Patreon.
Have everyone chip in. Guys, we have Seriously. All these awesome rewards for $1.
We're going to Netflix.
We will fly you live if you donate $1.
Maybe that's the announcement. Maybe they're like going to Netflix or something, you know?
Exclusive.
But either way, if Bound
Amazon
for whatever,
Prime.
When Bound for Glory happens, if the big surprise is not WWE purchased it, then it's a huge letdown. Anything else is a letdown. Because if they say, surprise, we got more funding, the shows will continue, and everyone's like, oh, we don't want to watch this crap.
So will you be excited if you hear that WWE purchased TNA?
Yes, because I would like the Hardys to come back.
Mm-hmm. But
it will
mean no more TNA, though.
What do I care? I don't watch TNA.
But you're putting so many guys out of work.
I understand.
I mean,
but
so many. I mean, that roster is
gone. I understand,
gone.
But these people
Damian
have
Sandow's gone again.
Yeah, he will be gone again.
And Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes. Maybe Vince is just buying TNA just to fuck with Cody Rhodes. Oh, you're going to leave me for TNA? Well, guess what? I bought TNA.
And I'll keep doing this.
You want to come? And then he goes, you want to come back to work, kid? And then he's like, no, I'm leaving again. I'm going to Ring of Honor. I just bought Ring of Honor. You'll never wrestle anywhere ever again. He just buys every promotion so that Cody Rhodes can't wrestle.
So, okay. So if TNA really does go and it's gone, TNA's gone. They're done. What company steps up in TNA's place?
Well, Lucha Underground. Underground was more popular than TNA.
They are. But TNA was always considered to be like the number two banana behind the WWE.
But not since Lucha Underground came out.
But do you think that this would get Lucha Underground to a bigger network?
No.
You think they still stay on the El Rey network, wherever that is?
Yeah. Dude, WWE owns wrestling just like the NFL owns football now.
They do.
They do. And it's not even because, like, NFL owns football because they're the best.
Yeah.
WWE owns wrestling because they're really the only game in town, and they keep buying every competition.
Well, every time that someone comes up.
And there's not any more competition, and WWE makes deals with ESPN to show wrestling highlights and to interview wrestlers on there.
Yeah.
And then they have so many other like deals with all the TV networks so that John Cena hosts the Today Show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he co-hosts the Today Show whenever anyone starts leaving. So they have all these like cross-promotional deals with so many. That's why they're everywhere, and that's why no one will ever get as big as WCW did.
Which I think is bad for WWE and wrestling, because it was great whenever they had actual competition.
It's bad for wrestling fans. Competition always brings out the best in everyone.
It does, yeah.
Like
if we had a podcast that was equal to as good as this podcast, yeah. We would want to step up our game. But there's no one else on this level.
That's why I could just do the show half asleep right now. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, no, so I'll give you a good example about that. When the Madden video games, you mm-hmm. ever play?
Yeah.
So this was like over 10 years ago. But now Madden has the exclusive rights to the NFL teams.
Mm-hmm.
So Madden's the only video game that could put NFL in it. Or EA Sports is the only company that could put actual NFL teams in their games.
Yeah.
Like, they recently bought Blitz and made a new Blitz game, and it was so effing bad.
Oh, yeah, Blitz was the last
so
one, right?
Bad. Because mm-hmm. they own Blitz now. Before that, you had NFL 2K. And Madden and pretty much, like, half of the fans would buy NFL 2K. The other half would buy Madden. And Madden was really good then because it had to outdo its competition.
Yeah.
And then eventually they just said, why don't we just buy out the exclusive contract to just do it ourselves so that we won't have to make a good game anymore. And now Madden's not as good as it used to be because of that.
Yeah.
Just like WWE's not as good as it used to be without WCW, you know, getting its, you know, WCW beat Raw like 84, 85 weeks in a row back in the day.
Yeah.
In ratings.
This is back when they were signing all the big names. Lex Luger.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
So when TNA started, I was hoping they were going to get big. Because and then Eric Bischoff took over. And they tried to go on Monday nights with Raw. But no one was watching. So they had to immediately nix that idea. And then it didn't work out with Bischoff. He had to leave. Hogan left. Everyone left.
Was there any moment in TNA's history where they were almost as equal as the WWE?
No, not even close.
Not even close. Okay.
Not even close. Okay. No.
This is someone that definitely doesn't watch TNA, so
right.
I don't know.
And that's why it's really a shame AJ Styles was in TNA all these freaking
years.
That's
right, yeah. AJ Styles was. So was Bobby Roode.
Right. And there's been reports that, but clearly AJ Styles is like one of the best wrestlers in the world right now.
Yeah.
In terms of in-ring performer. Like Bobby Roode's a great character. You know, he's a good enough wrestler to get by, but like it's his character that makes great. Like AJ Styles is there's a reason why he's called phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's this generation's next Ryback.
I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. No, but like there's been reports that Vince McMahon has been has said he regrets not signing Styles like 10 years ago.
Mm.
Which, I mean, of course. I mean, you should understand that. I'm sure he does believe that. So, because he could have been making a lot of money with Styles all these years.
Could have made a lot more money.
Could have fought The Undertaker back then, back in the day. Could have had a lot of great matches. I mean,
Stone
he still
Cold?
Had great matches. He just won of those.
Was Stone Cold around 10 years ago?
No. No. Mm. His last match was in 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. 13 years.
13.
Yeah.
14?
13. It's 2016.
Yeah, 2016. I can't do math.
What year is it? So yeah, that I guess we did need music this week because news and rumors went pretty long, actually.
Well, we've been playing music.
Oh, we have?
Right?
I don't know. I have to edit. I don't know what I'm going to do. Depends on what I feel.
Samoa Joe.
Depends how I feel.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know. All right, so.
Oh, we could play The Heat Is On. The Heat Is On.
No, we're not going to play that.
No. All right.
All right, let's get to some fan questions, though.
Fan questions.
Thanks. This is from Nick Wyman. Would you watch a Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton match, and what match type would it be?
Live sex celebration.
Oh, that's not a match. Bra and panties match. No, here's what I would do. I'd put him in a cage, and the cage does not, you can't escape through the door.
So hell in a cell?
No, no.
Okay.
Just a cage match.
Okay.
But
well, I don't think any of them are climbing.
Yes, that's the thing.
Okay.
You put him in a cage. You can't open the door, and you can't win by pin or submission. You have to climb the cage. Whoever climbs out of the cage first and lands is the new president.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, would be. I mean, Keller would be like punching him in the dick and stuff like that.
And you could put that on pay per view.
Yeah, Donald would be like drop kicking her from the top rope.
We can only hope. All right, so Narendra.
Which one of them would die in the ring?
Probably Hillary.
I think Hillary. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one passing out all the time.
Yeah, interesting.
She's the one passing out, claiming she has, what was it, pneumonia. And then she goes and hugs a child right after.
Now, do you think Donald could actually climb and make it all the way out to the ground without falling?
I think eventually he could. It would just take a long time.
Yeah, this might take like an hour or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Or maybe they both have run-ins. You know what I mean? Like Jesse Ventura runs in.
Okay. Who else?
No, making a triple threat. And if and when Jesse Ventura wins, he's the president.
No, you could have Jesse Ventura run in for Hillary and Vince McMahon run in for Donald.
There you go.
There you go.
And then you watch four people attempt to climb a cage.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. All right. So this is from Narendra Bond. Which WB catchphrases nowadays in the new era would be popular and over with the crowd back in the Attitude Era? I think all
stupid
the
idiot.
Stupid idiot. I mean, I think for the most part, the chants would still be good. Like, I think the yes chant would be over.
The CM Punk chant is always going to be there.
Yeah. And then I think the this is awesome chant, you know, would be over as well with the crowd back then. Because that's more of a recent chant.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, they did holy shit back then.
Did they? Okay.
Oh, yeah. The Attitude Era, they probably invented the holy shit chant.
What are some chants that they did back then that they don't do now? Can you think of any offhand?
Well, like when Kurt Angle would come out, they would chant "You suck" to his theme song.
Really?
You know how they go "John Cena sucks" to his theme song?
Yeah.
Well, Kurt Angle's theme
song
was
disrespectful.
Yeah, which Kurt Angle's theme song was dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dun, dun, and they would go, "You suck. You suck."
Really?
"You suck."
Wow.
"You suck." And just do it the whole time. Because that was when he was a heel.
Hmm.
But it was funny because even when he became a face and the crowd legitimately loved him, they still loved doing that chant so much they would still do it.
Just like John Cena. Everyone loves John Cena, but they still chant
"Well,
John
there's still
Cena
people
sucks."
That hate John Cena.
I would imagine very few.
Yeah, very few. I think more people like John Cena now than they did before because they realize that there's a worse one, and that's Roman Reigns.
Mm.
There's a worse situation, and it's Roman Reigns. But no, I think all those would be good. I mean, they still do the what chant a lot, you know? What?
They still do.
The whole crowd, what? That's why I'm going to win. What?
I love
you
how
you keep saying what?
Some
what?
Some people do acknowledge it, and it's funny.
Right.
The people who try to and don't acknowledge it aren't as... I don't like those people. They need to acknowledge it.
Yeah,
Stone Cold broke his neck for this company for you to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but that's a little annoying. It's gotten annoying. You know what I mean? It's been annoying, really. But that was my least favorite Stone Cold catchphrase.
Really? The what?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
You know, I just didn't like it that much. It was a little weird. It was okay. Anyways, Rito asks, would you take a Hell in a Cell Foley bump or take 10 chair shots to the head, or 16 Brock Lesnar suplexes and an Orton elbow? I don't
none?
Know. What's an Orton elbow?
None of those sound elbow very good.
Well, I would take the 16 Lesnar suplexes because, again, wrestling's fake. Like, it's not like these suplexes are going to paralyze me like they did to John Cena.
Yeah.
So I could take 16
suplexes. And what's
10 chair shots to the head are going to hurt.
Yeah, that's going to give you a concussion.
And the Hell in a Cell Foley bump is you're jumping off the top of the cell.
Oh,
I'm
is
not
that,
doing that shit.
Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if he was talking about just getting thrown into the cell.
No.
Like, okay, I might get thrown into the wall. Sure, that sounds, that doesn't sound that bad.
Right.
But yeah,
I'll do the 16 suplexes. Those, because those, as long as you know how to take it the right way, they're not going to really hurt that much.
I'll take a big slow slap to the chest.
That's not in here.
Well, I'm editing.
Okay. Sure. Oh, I'll drink a nice cold beer instead. How about that?
With Stone Cold.
Yes. With Stone Cold. Drink some beers. All right. This one's from Cody Edwards. Favorite pay-per-view of all time. Man, I will tell you one that I always have loved to this day was the 1990, I want to say 98 Survivor Series, where it was, there was a tournament for the WWE Championship. And the last, and basically, like in the semifinals, Stone Cold got screwed by Shane because Shane was the referee and Stone Cold was pinning Mankind. And then Shane went one, two, and then he gave Stone Cold the double middle fingers. You ever see that?
No, I haven't.
You should watch it. And then
which
Stone
one is
Cold
this?
Survivor Series 98.
98, okay.
Yeah. 98 or 99. I think it's 98. Anyway, so he screws Stone Cold out of the tournament, basically. So then the last two are Mankind and The Rock. Now, Mankind was a part of the corporation with Vince and Shane and all of them, you know? So, like, and then, like, I think Shane or something was reffing again that one, or I forget who, but and maybe he wasn't, but if he was, I don't know. So, anyways, the whole corporation was out there for the match, and, like, we all thought, and The Rock was a good guy.
Yeah.
So everyone thought that, like, you know, the corporation clearly had Mankind's back because they helped Mankind beat Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, The Rock gets Mankind in the sharpshooter, and then Vince McMahon calls for the bell, just like the Montreal Screwjob, you know, like
really?
He rang the bell without he tapped. So Vince had the bell rung like without Mankind tapping out, and they awarded the belt to The Rock, and The Rock turned heel and went to the corporation.
Aww.
It was an awesome swerve. It's one of the best swerves ever.
Interesting.
It's one of the best swerves ever. That's why it's such a great pay-per-view.
Hmm.
And the whole pay-per-view, there's like subtle hints. It's like a great swerve in a movie. Like, you don't ever see a movie and then they show you all the hints that you should have gotten it.
Yeah.
Like The Sixth Sense is a great swerve where it's like, oh, you should have seen it because she grabbed the check. She never really talked to him the whole movie.
Spoiler alert.
You didn't see it?
I saw it.
Give me a break. But that was a great swerve,
it was
right?
A great swerve.
You know, Fight Club has a great swerve. But like in this,
yeah,
in this thing.
Yeah, Fight Club's was the best.
So The Rock was fighting Shamrock in this in one of the semifinal matches, and the Big Boss Man threw his baton, and you think he's throwing it to Shamrock, but he threw it too high and The Rock caught it and hit Shamrock with it. So the thing is like, oh, Big Boss Man accidentally threw it to The Rock. No, he did it on purpose. You know what I mean? So it was go back. It was cool.
Interesting.
So I know you haven't, you know, 98
Survivor Series.
I think so.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
You should, it's good. So I know you haven't seen a lot of pay-per-views unless you've gone back and watched some old ones.
I think like the best one recently that I saw was I think last year's TLC. I really liked that. That had some really good moments in it. It wasn't like they were like great matches all the way through, but
nothing
some,
really
like,
happened. Wasn't
nothing
like the
really
match,
happened, but
wasn't
were,
the main event Reigns and Sheamus.
Yeah,
I don't think that could be like the best pay-per-view of all time, Josh.
In my short viewing experience, it's
I mean,
all
you had
time.
Kalisto's like cool spot in the ladder match. But
yeah, and there was a couple other like I just love those matches, the gimmicky matches. I really love.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and then also Cody wants to know what's your favorite Star Wars movie.
Are
you
I
a
like
big Star Wars guy?
I am. Empire Strikes Back is probably my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big Star Wars guy.
No?
No.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
I'm not a big Star Trek guy either. Now, I like these rebooted Star Trek movies. Mm. I've liked these last three, but they're not really like Star Trek at all. Like, you know, like it's more
well,
like...
Well, they're more for everybody now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Star Wars, mine, I guess, would be Empire Strikes Back. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. I just love the lightsaber fights. Like I love to see cool sword fights.
What'd you
so
think
I like
of,
that.
What'd you think of this last lightsaber fight? Because it had the different lightsaber.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it was awkward.
That whole movie was bad. I didn't like it. The Force Awakens.
I didn't mind.
I mean, look,
the movie.
It's not as bad. It's not as bad as the last three.
I didn't mind the movie, but I am annoyed how the next movie that's coming up isn't the sequel to this movie. They're going, it's like the prequel to the whole damn franchise.
Right.
And it's annoying. I wish they would stay in, you know, stay in fucking order.
Well, because they're going to take their time making the next movie.
Yeah. I don't think the next one's coming out to what, March or something like that next year? But this next
movie. Oh, really? Is it that soon?
I think so.
Because in the past, George Lucas isn't doing anymore, so I guess they could change things. But George Lucas would wait 3 years for every movie.
No, these are coming out. I mean, they're putting these out like every year.
Disney bought it, and it's like, let's just knock them out and keep making a lot of money right away.
Yeah, there's going to be like 40 of these by the time we're done.
Oh, my God.
But no, I am annoyed how this next one is. Okay. Fucking
so
prequel.
What was the girl's name?
Ray.
Ray. She's great. Mm-hmm. She's a good actress.
She's cute.
She's so good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But her character, and if you've ever seen Max Landis talk about The Force Awakens, I'm just basically saying what he said because I agree with him.
Okay.
You know, like she just all of a sudden, she's never touched a lightsaber before, but she could whoop Harrison Ford, you know, she could whoop Han Solo's kid's ass in a lightsaber fight. That was dumb.
Well, she has the Force.
That was dumb.
When you have the Force, you can do special things. That's what the Force is.
But she's never used a lightsaber. In the first Star Wars, in the first three movies, Luke had to keep training to get good, and he was the best Jedi of all time.
I agree.
He was better than Darth Vader.
But he didn't know how to use
the
Force.
No one's been better than Luke.
Maybe she just, it comes to her naturally. She's naturally gifted in the Force.
No. She's a Mary Sue, if you know that term.
I don't.
It's when like someone has racist? Amazing, it's like in a movie where someone does something amazing that they have no business doing, like her in that movie. She has no business being that good of a lightsaber fighter, like that awesome. She's just great at everything, and there's no explanation of why she's great.
Well, she's not great at finding food.
And then at the end,
living by herself.
The end of the movie was such a letdown because she goes, she finds Luke. And then she just holds the lightsaber there.
Yeah.
And then we're just waiting for the lightsaber to either shake a little bit or like the lightsaber go and he just grabs it with
Luke
his hand.
Himself,
he uses
yeah.
the Force. But nope, they're just standing on the island. They're just standing on the mountain and nothing happens.
That's kind of suck to be.
It should have like, she should have been holding it and then it shakes a little bit and the lightsaber goes out of her hand. And that's all we see. We don't see Luke grab it. We just see the lightsaber shake and then it flies out of her hand. That would have been a cool shot.
To think they paid Mark Hamill so much money to do that one scene.
Yeah.
One scene! One
right.
scene!
Well, they didn't, I don't
one
think they paid
scene.
Him that much money.
I imagine you made some. But still, they used him one scene. Come on. How could you not have Han, Leia, and Luke all
and then,
in the same
in the
movie?
R2-D2's like, oh, fuck, my bad, here's the map.
Like, yeah. Oh, he finally turns on?
What?
For what reason? Why? Why
did
he
and
turn
how
on?
How did he turn on?
Right?
How
I don't
did he
know.
Turn on?
I don't remember.
No one, did someone touch him?
No, I think he just turned on by himself.
They're like, oh, fuck, power. My bad, guys.
No, I think he turned on
by
himself.
It's like
himself.
How you fix the Wi-Fi, you hit reset. Oh, shit, we didn't hit the reset button.
Like on that South Park episode. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi.
Oh, and he just goes out and takes the cord out from the back.
Yep.
You know what? That is a mystery, though.
It's funny. I talk like I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but then when I talk about Star Wars, you I get, like, get very passionate. But no, I'm just passionate about movies. And I really wanted to like the movie. And I liked her. I thought the characters were fine. Like, Harrison Ford was great in it. Like, even at that old age, like, Han Solo was still the best parts of the movie because he was funny and he was fun to be around.
I couldn't get behind the villain.
No! He was awful. He was another Anakin.
Yeah.
Another crybaby. I know he's not a teenager, but he came off as a crybaby teenager.
Yeah, he was a spoiled brat.
Yes. We're done with this. I thought we were done with the little teenage wah baby, like crybaby shit, like Anakin.
I know
did.
This is Star Wars. Why can't you have the fucking a badass villain? There was Darth
they
Vader.
Had, no, no.
And then you had shit.
But you don't have Darth Vader anymore. You had Darth Maul, and you killed him off in one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Who has ever looked cooler than that guy? He looks so badass, and he gets killed in the first movie.
Yeah,
he should have been in all three of those movies of the first ones. And then that's who Anakin has to kill to, like, take over to be Darth Vader. Like, Darth Maul's cool. Why do we have another crybaby teenager? That's horrible.
He's just a mopey guy. And you already know that he's eventually going to turn.
Yes. I mean, it's exactly the Darth Vader story.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It is. Yeah. And now we've saddened ourselves by thinking about stupid fucking Kylo Ren.
He should have never taken his mask off.
No.
You know, there's a Twitter account someone made, and it's called Emo Kylo Ren. It's hilarious. Like, some of the tweets are like, I wish I suffered more. Like, it's just so funny. And in the movie...
masochist.
In the movie, he idolizes Darth Vader, right?
Yeah.
But he's never met Darth Vader.
That's weird.
Like, he died before... Darth Vader died before you were born.
Yeah.
That's like... I mean, that's stupid.
See, like...
What, did you watch his old movies?
Right.
Like, what are you talking? You don't even know who Darth Vader is. It's like, I love Joe Namath. Like, I idolize him as a Jets fan, but I can watch his old games and be like, wow, he's great there. Well, oh, look, he won the Super Bowl. What is he? Does he have footage of Darth Vader killing people?
Kylo Ren was a big fan of A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Empire Strikes Back is my favorite movie, bro.
That's right. It is, yeah.
Darth Vader's so strong.
Yeah. And then there's that big alien Sith who's like the leader. I don't know what that's
about.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. I'll see the other movies.
Yeah.
And hope they're good.
But fuck you, Disney.
But I was disappointed in J.J. Abrams. And I feel like J.J. Abrams isn't directing these other two because they didn't just let him do what he wanted to do.
I feel
okay, so in the movie, sorry, we're going way too long on Star Wars, but
who cares?
Okay, so when the Siths have a new ship,
yeah,
and it looks just like the Death Star, right? And then Harrison Ford says, oh, it's another one. He goes, oh, it's another. He doesn't say it's another Death Star, but he's like, oh, another one. It's just bigger this time.
Yeah,
it's almost like J.J. Abrams wrote that line because, like, I feel like Disney was like, hey, J.J. Abrams, you can do whatever you want, except there has to be a Death Star. There has to be this. He's like, wait, we don't want to do the Death Star again. And then they forced him to do another Death Star. So then he wrote in the movie Harrison Ford going, oh, it's another Death Star. Like, it's another
like a
one.
Secret nod just to himself.
Yeah, like, this is stupid. It's like him. It's like Harrison Ford in the movie is acknowledging how stupid this is to make another Death Star that could be blown up just as easily as the other Death Star.
And it will.
And it did. Yeah, like, right. It's horrible. Very stupid.
Andrew, we're just going to tire ourselves
What's
out.
What's wrong with Star Wars?
Yeah, if we could spend a whole podcast doing that.
Yeah, all right, next question.
I think we did. Oh.
next question. This one's an easier answer. El Juano.
Sure?
Yes, El Juano. All right, you get $1 million, but once a week you get F5'd through a table. Yes or no? Yes. First of all, the F5 isn't real. The only thing that's going to hurt is going through a table, but it doesn't hurt that bad. I've already done it. I'll do that every week. For $1 million?
52 times a year?
Sure. You just got to go through a table.
Yeah, plus their tables.
You'll be like, you'll be hurt for like 5 minutes.
And their tables are collapsible too.
Yeah.
Like if it was like a real
if
table.
If it was
like
this table. Desk, you know,
like, no.
You have to keep doing it till it breaks. Oh.
Like Shane McMahon when he's getting thrown through the pain. Just keep on throwing me through until I go through.
Oh my God. But yeah, I would definitely do that. That's a no-brainer. Brant Landis, who do you think would win in a real fight between Stone Cold versus The Rock? If you're talking about right now, The Rock.
He's in great
The
shape.
Rock is still in great shape.
Yeah.
Stone Cold's kind of taking it easy now. He's just chilling, doing podcasts and stuff.
But back in the day in their primes, I think Stone Cold has him.
Because really?
Stone Cold seems like more of a dirty fighter. And while The Rock seems like, well, he's strong and shit like that, there's no doubt in my mind Stone Cold wouldn't do something dirty to get over on The Rock, kick him in the dick or something.
Maybe. Dakota Dodson, what is your favorite AC/DC song? I love so many. I don't know if I could pick a favorite. I'm sorry. But I really love TNT, I'm dynamite. TNT, and I win the fight. I love that one. I love Thunderstruck. I love Back
Thunderstruck
and Back.
Thunderstruck is good.
Highway to Hell. And then I love For Those About to Rock, Fire! Because that's hilarious. I love that part.
I like Whole Lotta Rosie. Whole Lotta Rosie's good.
And then, of course, my entrance music, Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deeds.
That's good.
Thunder Cheap. I mean, Ambrose named his move after an AC/DC song.
Mm-hmm. Noise pollution. We don't need no noise pollution.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite deep tracks AC/DC song? Because those are mainstream, like the popular AC/DC
Hell's
song.
Bells. Well, Hell's Bells is
good.
Still pretty popular though,
that's,
right?
Yeah, but it's not
Hell's
as popular
Bells!
As the other ones.
What about Big Balls?
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
there's
good.
Also the other song, She's Got Balls. They have so many songs that just have balls in the title. I've got big balls. She's got balls. You've got balls. I've got balls. They got balls.
But Stephanie McMahon does not have balls.
But Stephanie's got the biggest balls of them all.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
My throat already hurts from reciting that.
AC/DC is great.
If you want to hear a great AC/DC impression of the singer, Jim Brewer, the comedian, does a great, what's his name, the AC/DC? Oh, it's Brian Johnson? Is it Brian Johnson?
Well, there's Angus Young was the first.
No, the guy now.
Okay, I think it is Brian Johnson. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's so funny when he does Brian Johnson's voice. It's so good.
Mm.
All right, next question. This is from Joshua Reese. Why am I looking at Eric's face?
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck do I have to look at Eric's face
whenever?
Well,
Eric Hamilton always watches you master.
Oh, that's nasty.
It is very nasty.
But
somehow erotic at the same time.
If that's what gets you going, Andrew.
And then Aaron Garcia asks...
Maybe that's how Angelo Dawkins got hard before the match.
Oh, that's probably it. Aaron Garcia, why don't you guys put your money together and buy TNA? I got about Tree Fitty.
Well, that's what I was saying. If they're up on Patreon, we should start.
We're on Patreon. Donate to us, guys, and we'll buy TNA. How about that? Huh?
We'll make TNA great again.
Yes.
We'll do what Bob Backlund can't.
Drew Willie. Yeah, sorry. What two superstars would you want to see in the next best of seven? You have to pick one. None of these are good. Oh, Strowman versus Kane. Reigns versus Big Show. We've already seen a best of 20 with Reigns and Big Show over the last couple of years. And then Mark Henry and Eric Rowan. If I had to pick one, I've always liked Kane, even though he's too old now. But
Kane, is that Strowman and Kane?
Strowman and Kane.
Sure, why not?
They
just do choke slams to each other.
But go to hell,
long.
Drew, for even making us choose that. That's
no,
worse.
It should be Ambrose and AJ Styles. They should do a best of seven. A best of 50.
Yeah.
Or 51, so it wouldn't be even.
Oh, sure. Totally. All right, that's all the fan questions.
That's all the fan questions we got today?
Yeah, man. Make sure you watch Bound for Glory. Don't buy it. Just go stream it for free online. It's very easy to do that. Trust me.
And let us know if something happens.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the first 5 minutes if I remember. I don't know if I will. But if I remember, I'll watch the first 5 minutes to see if anything
happens. Wait, we have to recap that show too?
We're not recapping that shit. Oh my God. God help us. But I mean, people have asked me before, like, hey, when are you going to start recapping TNA? I'm like, never.
And you go, ha, 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 block.
Yeah, exactly. Never.
So without looking, I don't know if you've already looked, do you know anybody that's fighting on that card?
Damian Sandow has a match.
Okay.
I don't know who he's fighting.
Versus Jobber.
And then Cody Rhodes is fighting someone, isn't he?
There you go. They're both fighting eventual WWE jobbers.
And then Bobby Lashley's having a match.
Wow.
Because he's the champion.
Wow.
Well, Lashley's the champion. I assume he's fighting someone. So I can't name a match because I don't know. I know one guy. I don't know who the other guy's fighting because I don't know anyone else in TNA.
Interesting. I bet you know more than probably 90% of the audience.
It's just because I read about it now just because I kind of have to. Oh, and I'm guessing the Hardys will be in the match, right? They're in TNA.
Sure, why not?
They have a match. I think they have a match. Yeah, I don't know.
But they're not called the Hardys.
Well, they're still the Hardys.
Brother Nero, right?
Brother Nero and Broken Matt Hardy.
That's his name, Broken Matt Hardy.
And then Damian Sandow's name is Aaron Rex. Yeah,
that's
Aaron
awful.
Rex. It's pretty bad. It's probably better than Damian Sandow, though, actually, when you think about it.
I like Mizdow.
Mizdow? Yeah, Mizdow was good. All right. Pray for Mizdow. Anyways, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You could also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos. Joe and I did a Clash of Champions video recap if you like looking at our pretty faces.
No.
Okay. So just go to Shafted Cinema Pisano. You could also see, we also did a SummerSlam video recap and you could see Josh's ugly face for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly, but it's worth it.
And then, so you could also check out our awesome website, whatswrongwithwwe.com. We got memes of the week on there, all the recaps of every show, and, you know, a bio so you can learn about us more. Like, you could learn who Josh's favorite wrestler is.
Spoiler alert, you don't, it's, you know, Ryback.
It's Ryback. And then we're also on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. So please donate to us so we could buy TNA. And donate fast, because Bound for Glory is on Sunday, so I think we have to buy it by then.
Yeah, and we might be able to beat Vince McMahon's offer of $10.
Please hurry up, guys. We really need that company. And then like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at What's Wrong WWE. You could also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano, and Josh is at Mr. Joshua. So there you go. You have something to say?
Do I talk now? Because you were pointing at me and telling me to shut up.
I did not tell you to shut up.
You just pointed a minute ago.
I mean, I just plugged your Twitter. You're not going to thank me now?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
No problem. All right.
Aren't you going to thank me for being on the podcast?
Oh, thanks for being on the show, Josh.
Oh,
I appreciate
it. I enjoy being here.
You're good.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
What happened?
Huh?
What just happened?
I don't know. This is awkward.
Here, catch this football.
Whee!
You did it.
DeAndre Hopkins style, one-handed. I've got really small hands, too, which is weird because I have a massive cock.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.